The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Again, the overarching question, at least that Tausch had after the game and that I still have now, is do you feel better, worse, or the same about them? They won. I don't know if everybody feels like they won, but they won. Which is weird. Because the messaging does not feel that way, especially, and look, I'm not saying that the YouTube chat is the bastion of positivity that Ted Lasso is, but poor Dr. Denver Dan is, it feels like he's fighting an uphill battle to try and bring some positivity to that
group.
So
from the negativity standpoint, what are we most negative about? I mean, obviously the kicking situation is a complete cluster. Couldn't have butchered it more. Josh Jacobs' injury, totally understand, but there's some that think that's a positive as far as the offense goes. Your quarterback has never looked better this season. That was the best game he's played.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's such a critical component. Your backup has shown again, not that we needed validation, that he can do what you need him to do if called upon. So what is all of the negativity in
the Giants
to,
suck,
the fact that
and you didn't beat them 38-10. That's the negative.
They're not a good team. They're not a good team, but
they're playing their third-string quarterback. Their core is Jackson Dart, Cam Scadabo, and Malik Nabers. And none of those guys played yesterday. They didn't have a couple of their other wide receivers either, and yet famous Jameis and...
Oh, we don't have our starting tight end. We didn't have our starting tailback.
I'm not arguing that people.
No,
I'm
I
just
understand.
Trying to explain why they are negative, and I don't necessarily agree. I also look. I understand that it would be way easier on everyone, including the head coach, if they went out and won games 38-10. And there have certainly been periods in Packers history where they have done that on a regular basis. But generally speaking, I don't know, let me defer to the guy who played in the National Football League for as long as you did. That's hard to do. Because even the not very good teams still have professional players on their roster who make it hard to win 38-10 every week. Do they not?
Well, you factor in the new coach and the new quarterback and the excitement level. I think one of the things fans want to see, they just want to see high-level performance regularly from this football team because that's what we are expecting. And this team has shown that that is not where they're at. What do you always say? Meet people where they're at, right? The Packers have met people where they're at all season. Oh, Carolina, you're not very good. We'll meet you where you're at. Oh, okay, well, Philadelphia, you're pretty good. We'll meet you where you're at. And yesterday they met New York where they're at on a rock-hard field that they need to get that. That's a whole nother conversation. There's way too many injuries on that field. Like, I think, and you see what they do in Spain. They bring in grass. And the NFL needs to be better. They're playing in Pittsburgh, you got the Panthers play one day, and then the next day you got soldiers. That needs
Slurpee
to get
in one hand
yesterday. But it is really difficult to win road games in the NFL. And then you factor in you're missing guys. They have a natural bump from firing their coach. You start wearing people out at the end of the year when teams quit or teams aren't as motivated.
Mm-hmm.
If you're blowing teams out every week, that's not the NFL model. It's not what they want. It's not how it's designed, and it's not how it goes. So if you want to get your expectations up in that point and you want to be disappointed every week, go ahead. Be my guest. I ain't going to do that. And that's why I feel like, you know what, good, gritty win. Move it along. No apologies. Get some stuff figured. Don't stop dropping every blanket ball in the first half and put people in there that aren't going to. That's if you want to get mad about something, I get it. Don't drop interceptions when they're thrown to you. Okay, bow up a little bit on the run defense and Rich Bisaccia in that special teams unit, oh, God. That, if you want to complain, how that group has been managed and how it's been done is absurd. It has been absurd. And I don't know why he gets as many passes as he does and how that all plays out, but it has been a complete cluster you-know-what. And they better get that figured out. Hopefully McManus's quad magically heals yesterday, because what we saw, and I know it was windy, but come on, man. That ain't going to be good enough.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Let's get back
ten
to the calls.
Guys, we catch the break of the day with 10 guys on the field, and I don't know, they call a chop block, which for whatever reason Fox doesn't want to show, or I missed it.
Yeah, we never saw it.
Can we see what the chop block was? Because I've never heard that called. There's usually leverage or a hold, but a chop block on a kick? Never heard of it. Love to have seen it. Thank you very much, Drew Brees. You know what I mean? Come on, Drew.
I thought Drew Brees was pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was good. Yeah.
I think his delivery, he doesn't sound super confident yet. But when he spoke, I thought he was really insightful. Seems to be an upgrade over Mark Sanchez. That's who he replaced.
I thought Mark Sanchez was good on air.
Yeah,
obviously not quite as good in.
Not great as a player, or even worse as a.
Let's get back to the phones. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. Let's go to Norm. Norm in Sheboygan.
Sure, Norm, he's never heard that before.
How you doing?
Morning, guys. So you kind of took a little bit of the words out of my mouth before.
Sorry, Norm.
My negative, and I don't want to be like super negative, but just the defense and the lack of turnovers, it's been an issue all year, and I heard Tausch kind of mentioning it before the game, saying it's going to be turnover palooza. We had Jameis Winston, and if you want to win some of these games 38-10, that seems like the biggest thing to me. This defense is good, but if they want to be great, they gotta force some turnovers, take advantage when they're there, because
that's a great point.
I mean, that could have easily been a blowout if they had just intercepted the balls that were there. I mean, Valentine got hit in the chest with a couple of them that I still don't think he's reacted to try to catch the ball. And I mean, that just would really turn things around, in my opinion. And it's been all year just kind of waiting. When are we going to finally get the turnovers? We got Parsons to rush the passer. It should, you know, you would think, lead to more turnovers, and they just can't get anything going. I don't understand what the issue is there.
That is a phenomenal point, Norm. Norm, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
Are you going to bring up Cliff? Are you bringing up Cliff?
No. How old are you?
I thought for sure you were going to bring up Cliff.
I am 44 years old.
Okay, so how often do you get the Norm that I delivered? I'm curious how frequently that occurs.
Quite often.
Okay. Good. So you're used to it. Good. Appreciate the call.
I appreciate it. Anytime I call into like a radio show or something, it's almost a guarantee.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to be predictable, but great call. And the point about takeaways fueling blowouts is 1,000% right, and a really good point for him to make.
Yeah.
Cliff Clavin would have been able to tell us that, though.
We got two turnovers yesterday, which might be, is that our watermark? Has there been one we've had three?
So does that include the last play of the game? Is that technically a fumble recovered by Rashawn Gary then? So that, like,
is that not a turnover?
Well,
no, I'm asking. I don't know.
It is.
I guess it is.
It is a turnover. I guess what I'm saying is if that occurs during a portion of the game where you get the ball and then get to possess it on offense where you can turn it into points, it might be more valuable than the last play of the game where if they had called it an incomplete pass or whatever else, the game's still over, right? I mean, I didn't understand why they reviewed that.
Timmy?
We should have a new verbiage for a turnover when you don't actually get the ball before halftime
Timmy
or at the end of the game.
Timmy got the ball.
Who is Timmy?
Timmy? Every time you do this, I'm going to call you Timmy Lasso instead
of Tim Lasso, yeah.
No, you got two turnovers. Like, that was a second turnover, Tim. So, yes, obviously it'd be great if you get if you do that before the half and you go get a field goal or a touchdown, but it's still a turnover. And by the way, when I was explaining the cherry or the strawberry or the blueberry, I don't know, hot turnovers just dribbling down your face because Jameis Winston, we had opportunities to have fruit filling all crusted in our beards in a turnover palooza, and we decided we didn't want that. We wanted it to be difficult. We didn't want to squeeze all that out and go ahead and blow out the New York Giants. I don't know why. Ask Xavier. Ask Valentine. You can ask all the boys. Maybe it's because it's Movember and everybody's got beards and stashes. They didn't want all that crust, but it was there for the taking. And when they needed to make a play, both to stop them from scoring a tutter to tie it and to close up shop, we got the juicy fruit filling out that got us a victory.
I don't like that imagery at all, but okay. Jesse, I just had a quick question. There's a quote here on the rundown, and the last time you ran, you put quotes in from AI, none of them were accurate. Did Tausch actually say on Green Bay game night, "You can't call it bad luck if it keeps happening. It's a pattern."
Did he? Tausch, did you say that?
And what was it in regard to?
The Green Bay Packers.
You can't call it bad luck if it keeps happening. It's a pattern.
What am I calling bad luck?
That sounds like an AI-generated inaccurate quote to me.
Busted!
And I'm just curious. Stop doing that!
Busted!
Why are you doing that? What are you doing?
I'm trying to teach ChatGPT how to do stuff, and every now and then it gets some stuff wrong, and we're learning. It's like a dog learning how to go outside.
Man, what would I have said that in reference to?
I don't even know.
I was hoping you did, and then we could have explored what you said it in reference to.
What kind of strategy is that? I put it into ChatGPT. It claimed that Tausch said it, and I was hoping that he actually did.
Yeah, maybe this will be a new segment we do. We put things in quotes, and we see if they were things we actually said or not.
Tausch, I need you to say how you did on Prize Picks.
I'm irritated. I'm very irritated with my Prize Picks. Why did we not at least take a look when Josh Jacobs was healthy? I thought he scored. Did you all not think he scored?
I did.
And then
I did
we
think he scored.
Yep. We don't even like take. We decide now we're going to run tempo, right there.
That cost
that irritated me. Well, and I don't remember. I do because I didn't win that one. I wasn't going to win my prize picks projecting yesterday. Jordan Love, I don't think got to 9.5 yards rushing either. I think he was at 7. So not great, Bob, for old T. But it was still fun. And whether it's football, basketball, or both prize picks, they do make every game more exciting. I've been playing for a while, and it just keeps you intrigued. And you know what? If you're right, cash in. Right now, Prize Picks has stacks. You can pick that same player up to 3 times in one lineup. You can go big on Giannis. You can go big on Jordan Love. You can go big on anybody that you feel like you can stack, and you can only do that on Prize Picks. Deposits are fast, easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code WI and you get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. Unless
Man,
you're.
I wasn't right yesterday.
Alex Strolf, it's right to be good. Am I right? All right. Bill and Albuquerque, you are on deck. We will get to you and many others on the Carbless Talk and Text line next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's keep rolling with the calls on the Carbless Talking text line. This is more.
Jason, you agreeing with me on the fact this is the best Jordan's looked all year? It was yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, his stat line doesn't look that way, right? He's 13-24.
We all saw that, though.
But we all know
Top
why.
City USA. Yep.
So the only thing I would say before, I'm sorry, Bill, we'll have to keep you waiting another moment. The only thing I would say is that there are moments of Farvian 50-50 balls that if they go the other way, obviously, they can be problematic, right? And look, if more of those go your way than the opponent's way, then it's worth all the risk. And for all the folks that would often criticize Aaron Rodgers for not taking enough risks, there is no such criticism being levied in Jordan Love's direction. Correct?
No, there is not. That is correctamundo.
And so, I go back to the Pittsburgh game when he had that great line about the throw to Tucker Kraft of, I just was hoping nothing bad would happen. I didn't know where it was going. Like, those are things that are a little problematic. But again, like, and this is the one thing that I would say, and I understand we have some critique of the defense today and their run defense, but if the defense is as good as we think it is and as good as it's been for most but not all of the season, then I want him to take a few more of those risks. Like Favre used to. Like the example that I always use with Favre was Leroy Butler coming up to him when he was a young quarterback, including in 96 when I think he threw 13 picks, so he didn't throw a ton. But it was always, hey, man, if you take a chance and it doesn't work out, don't worry. We'll get you the ball back. So keep slinging it. Now, he also had Holmgren on the sideline telling him, no rocket balls, please. But the bottom line is that if you have a good defense, that's one of the other fringe benefits, is that perks. If you make a mistake, they're going to get you the ball back. Now, I think my biggest criticism, I understand the run defense part of it, but my biggest criticism at this point is they're not getting enough takeaways. Now, I understand that you would like me to not be Timmy Lasso and say that the last one doesn't count. I didn't say it didn't count. It's not the same as having the chance to convert it into points.
It's a turn down, not a turnover.
And we were talking about how you get a 38-10 blowout, and Norm's point was a good one. So they had other interception opportunities that they, like the offense, dropped. If you catch those, maybe it is a blowout. And certainly the Packers did make
it. Catch them if you can, am I right?
Bottom line is that they did enough, but if their defense starts getting takeaways in these final seven games, things get a hell of a lot more interesting.
Heck yeah. Agreed.
Let's get back to your calls.
Let's see if Bill's a Bose up guy. Woo! Woo!
Mountain West title contention for the Lobos.
In Albuquerque's in Albuquerque. That's Bose up country. Beep! Woo! Good win for Coach Eck this weekend.
Do they make that noise when they do that?
That's what are you new here? That's I disagree with it, but that's what we do at being a Bose up
no,
guy.
No, that's what you do. Do the New Mexico fans in the stands when they're doing
you
this.
You think I just made it up?
Woo, woo!
I mean, in fairness to Jesse, you have been known to make sound effects not to the level of Michael Winslow of Police Academy fame, but you do make your own sound effects from time to time.
I do. Hey, it's a fair criticism.
But this one is rooted in Lobo country.
Let's ask Bill. Bill wants to get on. He's been sitting here on hold
for a
while.
How do I do it?
While.
No, let's help me do it. Give me one more of those.
Woo! Woo!
All right, Bill in Albuquerque. Is that the correct sound effect for the Lobos? Good morning.
Hi. How are you guys? You hear me?
We can. Yes. I'd much rather hear you than Tausch.
I'm so far away now. I just moved to Albuquerque 4 years ago, and you guys are my lifeline to the Packers. So thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, yeah, the Lobos are doing great. I mean, I think please don't steal our coach. I think that might
not
happen
next year.
But, not next year, but maybe the following year if we can keep him one more year because he's a hot commodity now. Anyway, listen, I got a couple of comments that pent up 4 years of comments, but a win is my positive. The thing about a win is, can you imagine what the landscape would look like if we would have lost that game? I mean, the season is almost down the drain if it isn't down the drain. And if they don't fire LaFleur after the game at the end of the season, is almost guaranteed. You can't be a contender or think that you're going to turn things around if you lose your third game to a very subpar team. It just doesn't happen. So everybody would be depressed. And I would say that the more comments I hear, the happier I am that we won the game. Now, as far as my negatives go, it's got to be the drops. You cannot continue. Just think of what the long drives. What are long drives of? They're those clutch pass completions that keep you rolling. Those are those things that the emotions are high. We're moving the ball. Mm-hmm. Even if you overcome drop, you still have that letdown, that immediate letdown. Oh, we could have had that. That also contributes to this herky-jerkiness of the offense. You got to catch the ball, and if you can't catch the ball, you can't play as many snaps as somebody who can. That is just the way it goes. I'm sorry. The other thing about – I have a question for Tausch. Earlier, all right. You guys were talking about the having a cornerback, a stark opposing cornerback on your best receiver or on the play call every time. My question is, how many times this is a two-parter, but how many times have we seen in the last 20 years with Rodgers, him giving a look over to a receiver, Jennings, Nelson, all those guys, they have a nod, and no matter what the play is called, they know they got that guy. They know they've got the play. So Rodgers audibles out of that play. He says, "Go get him. I got you. I'm going to throw it. You got it. You go get him." Isn't part of the responsibility of the quarterback? And I'm a Jordan Love lover. I'm on his side all day long. I think he's with the right team. He's the Super Bowl quarterback. But when those opportunities exist, he's got to recognize them and go after it, no matter what the play is called. He's a great improviser. But part of the process of a mature quarterback is when you get to the line of scrimmage and you see something that you really like or you can take advantage of, this isn't LaFleur's responsibility. This is the quarterback's responsibility. Go get your matchup. It's got to be out there someplace, and go get it. How many times? There's a whole highlight reel of Rodgers doing that. And I don't want to make love Rodgers. That's not it. But he's got to recognize those times when it comes in. And if your star receiver is on the number one CB, look someplace else right away. See if you can find a matchup you really like and go after it. And I got one more comment, guys, if you got time.
Sure.
Didn't Bisaccia actually, a couple of weeks ago, didn't he actually go to the mic and actually stab LaFleur in the back? Didn't he go, after LaFleur says there's a competition, didn't he go and says, "Nope, we know who our number one place kicker is"? Why is he going up there and saying that?
Yeah,
he stabbed him right in the back, and that is unacceptable. I mean, not only is his team, his special teams, are they, besides Whelan, who's terrific, it doesn't matter who
terrific.
The coach is.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, how do you, as an assistant, as the assistant head coach, no less, how do you go up to the podium and a day after your head coach says there's a competition, do you not go back and back him up, says, "You know, at the very least, do a PR on the refs and say, there's always competition, guys. We're always looking at that. Who can help our team at the time?" And how much harm would it have done? Say, "You know what? we got an injured kicker here. We got to give him some time. And we have another guy. We're going to go with him for a while, and we'll see how this goes.
We'll see how it plays out, obviously, on Sunday against the Vikings now. But Lukas Haversick did not wrap himself in glory yesterday, despite the wins.
Pretty tough day.
On top of that, to Bill's previous point about, you know, looks and whatever else, I don't know if anyone has reached the point, maybe Romeo sort of, but then Romeo obviously had the drops yesterday. I don't know how much of the Aaron Rodgers give Devontae Adams or give Jordy Nelson a look. I'm not sure how much of that they've reached, right? Maybe Watson, had he not missed as much time as he did the first couple of years, maybe he's at that point right now. But I don't think they've got anybody that...
Well, first off, yeah, Aaron Rodgers wasn't doing that in 08-09.
Correct.
You have to gain – first, you have to gain the trust that the coach lets you do that, and then you also have to have such, you know, just unbelievable chemistry, whether it's with James Jones in the back shoulder or with Jordy. Mm-hmm. That is something that is earned over a period of time. And with this group, it would be Romeo would be the only guy, and they're not there. And as you saw yesterday, it was a lot of drops. I'm not worried about that part of it. I'm not as intrigued. The Rich Bisaccia part of it, yeah, I don't get it. Somebody has to explain to me what, yep. Like, I don't get this. The whole dynamic there makes no sense. And it's one thing if you have the best special teams on earth and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, well, let Rich be Rich. The special teams have sucked, and it's been a disaster. And yet somehow still everybody's looking at this. I'm flummoxed by it. Yeah. I really am.
Rightfully so. We're way behind on the clock, but we do have some breaking news. It is back. Your chance to win Kringle for a year from Racine Danish Kringles. The jingle for your Kringle contest presented by Racine Danish Kringles is back. This is your chance to let your creative juices flow, deliver a musical performance, and potentially win Kringle for a year. And maybe you can just come up with the lyrics and put them into ChatGPT and they'll sing it for you, and then Jesse will play it on the air. Remember the line. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition. Has to be included in your jingle. That's really the only rule here. Jesse, we want to limit our jingles this year to 30 seconds.
60 seconds is the maximum.
60 seconds.
60
All right,
seconds.
60. You got 1 minute. 1 minute to put together your jingle for your Kringle. Had a ton of entries last year. I hope we can have even more. The girls and I working on our next holiday movie rendition after Elf was such a big hit. Again, it is your chance to win Kringle for a year from Racine Danish Kringle. Submit your entry and find the contest rules at jingleforyourkringle.com. We got our own website now. jingleforyourkringle.com. That's jingleforyourkringle.com. Jingle for Your Kringle is brought to you by Racine Danish Kringles. 800-4-DANISH or kringle.com to order your Kringle for this holiday season. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Spots open on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776. Need to get to Rodney and Madison, John the Horse Trainer in Cleveland, and Mike in Texas first. But if you want to put a call in, or maybe we can actually get the texts for once on this here program.
Do you like my new graphics I've been putting up here on the video stream when we go to the calls?
I don't know. Are they AI generated?
They are not. No. We made these ourselves. Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Wait a minute. Did you make them yourself,
no,
or did someone make them for you and you're putting them up?
I'm not the graphics guy. Come on. We know.
Okay. You said we made them ourselves. That means you included yourself.
Yeah, we, the team. Yeah.
Who did it?
I don't actually know. Maddie, maybe?
Okay. Let's get to another call. Let's go to Rodney in Madison. Rodney, thanks for holding on. Good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch.
Hey, good morning. How you been?
We've been good. How you been?
Well, I'm great. But I have a problem with LaFleur. He just don't seem like he's got the killer instinct. I'll tell you why. Even against the Eagles, when Josh Jacobs said he heard them holler the play out what was running, it should have took a timeout. They're too predictable on plays, on important plays. Yesterday, when we got the ball back with 45 seconds left, they had three timeouts. We should have got a first. All we had to do is get a first down and win the game. And we didn't. We timeout. We kicked the ball back with 3 seconds left, or 20 seconds, 15 seconds, whatever it was. Hmm. And there was a chance where something crazy happens. I mean, penalties that we got a penalty on them. I don't know how many yards penalized but that was on that interference call down there. And crazy stuff happens. We are just special teams, our penalties, we don't know how to line up on offense. We got tight ends that, since Tucker went out, we have nothing. They might as well cut all our tight ends and put linemen in there and run the ball with two extra linemen instead of two tight ends, because they're not going to catch it anyway. So I'm glad they won. I'm really happy they did.
And you sound like it.
And, well, I'm concerned about going forward.
Yeah, Rodney, I don't have a problem with you having a concern moving forward, because this was not, I think, as impressive of a win as I think it was reasonable to expect, given where the Giants are, what pieces they were missing, Jameis Winston's knack for throwing interceptions, the Packers dropping passes on offense and dropping interceptions on defense. I think all that criticism is fair. I am curious, Tausch, to Rodney's question about the final offensive possession. Like, I like the third down call. If it's there, you're throwing it to pick up the first down and end the game. And if it's not there, slide inbounds. Don't get yourself whacked in the shoulder again, Jordan, and force them to use another timeout. So you got all the timeouts burned. And then you got a cannon for a punter who has put you in great positions with his ability to flip the field at a ridiculous level. Did you have an issue with how they handled the last possession?
No, not at all. I think the only thing you can't do there is throw an incomplete pass and give them another 35
Correct.
Seconds.
And keep their time.
I thought they handled that well. Now, obviously, you'd love to say line up and just pound the football and get those 10 yards and wrap it up. You gave yourself an opportunity by rolling out and trying to make a play. It didn't work. Mm-hmm. And you didn't do anything dumb. We saw this movie before with the Cleveland Browns, and you did something dumb and you lost the game, that if you had done what you did yesterday, you win the game.
Correct.
So, you know, the whole predictability and doing all this, you closed up shop. You have a closer. You have Mariano Rivera on your team. You found a way to do it yesterday. That is going to be the formula. And by the way, yes, you want the offense to finish the game. You love, there's nothing better than finishing a game in victory formation. But this team, for the first time in a while, you have enough on the defense. We saw it in Arizona. We've seen this before where this team has finished games on the field on defense and closed it up. They did it twice yesterday. They did it in Arizona. This is a group that can do that, and I think Matt LaFleur has handled that. I would disagree there as far as playing it too conservative at the end.
We're still a segment behind before we get to the 11 o'clock hour, so let me remind you about Associated Bank. I know folks have gotten a kick out of our Associated Bank three things to watch that we post on our social media channels on game day. This week's, I was actually in Lambeau shooting some TV stuff, so I did it from there in front of an Associated Bank sign. They are the official bank of the Packers. They've been there since the Packers began in 1919. But more importantly, they're there for you now with great customer service that's won a bunch of awards, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, whether it's having Bucky and the Badgers on your checks, or whether it's having the Packers logo on your checks, or whether it's having the Brewers logo on your checks. You can get Packers, Brewers, or Badgers checking as well. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More of your calls next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
A little bit of breaking news from Bill Huber of Sports Illustrated on the Josh Jacobs front, per a source, who I'm going to bet is Josh Jacobs' agent. Josh Jacobs does not need surgery. He possibly, in quotation marks, will be out on Sunday against the Vikings. So for the crowd that believes that they might be better off without him in the lineup, that's not a great sign. Ian Rappaport echoing Bill's report. Josh Jacobs' knee is structurally sound and no surgery is needed. He's considered day-to-day but could miss the game against the Vikings. So there you go. Tausch, that's still good news, right?
Yep.
Okay. Josh DiMaggio may disagree, but nevertheless. We continue with the calls. 844-770-3776. Jesse, are we due for Rodney and Madison, or did we talk to him already?
Nope, we just did Rodney. Let's go to line seven, whoever that was. Line
John, seven. The horse trainer in Cleveland. John, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you doing?
Well, good, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for holding on so long. What are your thoughts? You feel better, worse, or the same about the Packers after yesterday?
Well, I feel like, you know, this whole season in the NFL has been a Jekyll and Hyde season. I mean, it would be hard to, even the Eagles. And I think the Eagles look as human against the Packers as they have against anyone in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. We've been biting
lost
at their,
to the Giants too,
right at their coast. Yeah, and so, you know, for me, guys, you guys do this for a living. I enjoy listening to you guys, but this is such a, you know, I would hate to be a coach in this league because it's such a up and down, what have you done for me lately kind of a deal. And it comes down to culture, you know. Matt LaFleur, he's a hell of a coach. His record speaks for himself. But, you know, there's a few things you'd say, you know, just even our two-minute drill sometimes that we lack intensity. And I'm not saying that's all the coach's job, but at the end of the day, tenacity, intensity, the muscle between your chest is what makes this whole thing work. We sit here and I looked into the postseason post-game last night with Homer kind of dogging on Micah. Well, there's guys on that team that come close to having that athleticism, but is that muscle is big between the chest. And, you know, I think that these guys want to make a run. One, they're going to have to trust Jordan Love. He looks like the most solid leader on that team. He's very stoic. If he's guilty of anything, I think it's kind of cowtailing to, with respect to, you know, Matt LaFleur gets a little jumpy in those tight moments. Man, let your guy just do his thing. You know, this is a simple game. You know, ball in hand. You know, this is sometimes schematically we look to be so smart. And when at the end of the day, it's all right there in front of you. You got a great team. I think Josh Jacobs is a great player. You look at, I called you guys last year when this Aaron Jones thing came up, or a year and a half ago. Aaron Jones was a dog. He was intense. He was tenacious. That vibe is like a cancer. In a positive growth, obviously, but it goes the other way too. If your coach is uptight, sometimes in the most kind of adrenaline impactful moments, how can your quarterback, the guy that's in, he's in his ear, how's that guy supposed to like have the same, you know? So at the end of the day, I think there's some cultural things just that we can simplify, let Love do his thing. Maybe he won't be so jumpy in those tight moments and won't make a mistake if there's like a growth of confidence behind him, which they better do. They paid him $55 million a year. I don't know why they're not like letting this guy do his thing. And
hey, John,
I guess, go ahead.
You got to let your horses run. You can't keep them corralled up in the barn. At some point, you just got to put them out there. You did all the training. You had them. And when it gets to be Derby Day or any the Preakness or any of these big ones, let them go run. All right? You can't always have the you got to just say go. And I think days like yesterday will give the trainer, a la Matt LaFleur, more confidence to let him run.
You know, we're close. That, you know, we're just close. That's a good football team. We got talent. We got swagger. Jordan Love finds his shadow. This team, it can beat anybody. It's a Jekyll and Hyde league. Who are you guys picking to win the Super Bowl? Nobody knows. Nobody knows who's going to win.
It's true.
So, in any case, I digress. You guys are the best. You both are the – I mean, I can't tell you how great it is to hear you guys every day. And just have a great day.
We appreciate you, John. Was that a Groundhog Day reference? Jordan Love sees his shadow?
I would have loved John to he's a horse trainer. I'd have loved to give me some feedback.
God, but about to say, great job with the horse analogy.
Yeah, but
with
I want
the horse
John,
trainer.
Who's in the industry.
I think
I want. He's in the industry.
So he calls to tell us how much he loves listening to us and how great.
Yeah,
we
love
are.
John.
And he hangs up, and you get after him for not giving you enough of an attaboy for your horse training.
I just wanted
analogy.
A little acknowledgement from Johnny, the horse trainer. You know, if Dwayne Lucas, RIP, I believe Dwayne passed away. If Dwayne Lucas calls, I want him breaking down this via a horse because he's won.
If Dwayne Lucas calls, I want to know what happens after we die, and I'd like him to tell us because he's dead.
Well, I don't know if you know this now. There are ways through AI and things that you can continue to talk with loved ones.
And clearly, and Jesus, from what I saw.
Can't even quote us right when we're alive. Now what's new when we're dead?
But I do think yesterday, and why I'm more encouraged than others, is because Jordan had one of those days that you let him run. It wasn't slop. He wasn't out there in the mud. You let him run, and you saw something that, hey, he's going to make good decisions. He's not going to go all wide the whole time. When he can work his way back into that post, whereas where you want to be, because that's the shortest point, he found a way to get back out there. And when he had to take a risk, he gunned it, and it worked. And he ended up finishing that thing off with Micah helping him tackle one of the other horses. It was a good little deal.
Tackle one of the other horses?
Yeah, there, boy.
I think our analogy broke down.
Okay. We need to get some more of your calls. We need to get to the 11 o'clock hour. We've been playing catch-up all day. But before we can do that, I want to remind you again of this awesome thing we're doing with Dr. Pepper. You can win a pair of tickets to see Green Bay versus Chicago. I think you know who those two teams are. On December 7th, it will include reservations to the Tundra Trio, Green Bay's upscale tailgating destination where we do Green Bay game day every week that they're at home. Steps from the stadium featuring gourmet food, premium drinks, all thanks to Dr. Pepper and ESPN Wisconsin. You can enter to win right now at ESPNWisconsin.com or, as I've told you, this still exists too, ESPNWisconsinContests.com. Either one will get you there. Nothing hits like the bold signature flavor of Dr. Pepper, and you can enjoy an ice cold Dr. Pepper during your next trip to McDonald's as well. No purchase necessary. Enter by November 23rd. The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.